Hi everyone who is listening to this podcast. My name is Putri Noor and today, I guess we're going to talk about essay. You know, as a teacher, what are the advantages and disadvantages? Okay, first, the advantages of essay questions. It will assess higher thinking order skills. I mean, the students will have to use their ability to analyze, synthesize, and evaluate through topics that require students to express their opinions or argue a point. And then, they also emphasizes communication skill in terms of writing, of course. Communication skills are important for social relations. Okay, and then third one, it eliminates guessing because it just eliminates guessings, I guess. And the fourth one is it is relatively easy to construct. I mean, an essay question can be constructed within minutes compared to other test formats which can take even days to construct. You know, like if we want to compare MCQ to essay, if we want to make an essay question, we just have to say, write 250 words essay about your hobby. That's it. So when it comes to MCQ, you have to talk about, you know, other things. You have to make analysis, important details. Yeah. Next, we're moving on to the disadvantages of essay questions. Okay, first, it is limited by the content that can be tested, meaning you can't really make questions about one huge topic. You just have, when it comes to essay, it's more about your general knowledge and your writing skill and your grammar skill, you know. And second is, it is prone to bluffing by the students. You know, students who are not able to write much, they will keep on writing to pad their answers in hope that, you know, teachers who will grade their writing will be impressed with its slang. So they keep on writing and writing without, you know, actual point. And then the third one, essay is less reliable. Excuse my housemate, I'm so sorry, but I really have to do this. Okay, less reliable in a sense that different graders have different impressions of a single essay. So if you have this one essay, not every teacher will have the same thoughts towards that essay. Maybe one lecturer or one teacher like to read more about maybe facts, and other lecturer or teachers, they prefer to know about, you know, your idea and stuff. And the fourth disadvantage is it is difficult to score. There are too many ways to grade an essay, and the graders themselves, they have to decide which scoring approach to use. Okay, the fifth one, it occupies a huge chunk of time to grade because it's an essay. It's long, you know. It's not like MCQ where you have the ABC and just have to key in the answer and let the machine do their work. No, you have to grade it one sentence. Okay, by the way, okay, I want to talk about holistic scoring in essay. Okay, first, the reader reacts to the student's compositions as a whole. You know, in holistic, it means the whole thing, and a single score is awarded to the writing. Each score is accompanied with general descriptors of ability. Graders use the scoring scale are expected to pay attention to first vocab, and then meaning, organization, topic development, and communication. So in relation to holistic scoring, we have primary topic development and we have primary trait scoring, okay, in which a particular functional focus is selected, which is based on the purpose of the writing and reading. It is based on how well the student is able to express that function. Okay, this year, for example, maybe it is a persuasive essay. So how good can the student persuade the reader in their writing? So this technique emphasizes functional and communicative ability. Okay, the third one. I'm sorry. The next scoring type is analytical scoring. So graders assess students' performance on a variety of categories which are hypothesized to make up the skill of writing. Points are assigned to each component to reflect the importance of each of them. Okay. The component may be content, the organization, the vocab, language use, and also the mechanics. Okay. The third type of scoring is objective scoring. This one, it relies on quantified methods of evaluating students' writing. No, okay, the first thing you need to do is establish standardization by limiting the length of the assessment. Like, you have to count the words first. Meaning you cannot read past the word limit. For example, only you have to write 250 words, then you have to stop at 250 words, right? And then second one, you have to identify the elements to be assessed. Go through the essay, underlining every single mistake. And the third one, operationalize the assessment. Meaning assign weight score for each error. I mean, maybe if they have an error at the first paragraph, then that one is like, you know, 1% maybe. And then the fourth thing you have to know about in objective scoring is to quantify the assessment. Calculate the essay correctness score. Okay? So yeah, I think essay is one of the most interesting type of exam question that can be used, that you can, you know, make advantage of it, and you can know students' performances by using essay questions. And they have a lot of scoring type, like holistic and analytical and objective. You can choose which one you think is more appropriate and suitable with your students and with your own self as a grader. So I think essay question is really good to test your student. Yeah, I think that's all that I would like to comment or talk in this podcast. Maybe I will make more, because this is kind of interesting. I'm kind of interested to talk. And people might listen to this or not, I don't know, but take care, everyone. This is Putri Noor for language tests in schools. I hope everyone can do their assignment properly. Good luck. Bye. Assalamualaikum.